tube of protective white light. Focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focusing now and letting go, relaxing, and moving deeper and deeper into yourself with each breath. Now take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers, all those wheels of energy, wheels of force that move all the way up your spinal cord from below your feet to just above your head. And become particularly aware of the alignment of those chakras and in a perfect alignment up your spinal cord. And if they are somewhat out of alignment, just simply nudge them back in with your mind, with your imaging in or imagination, your visualization. As you're visualizing those chakras, as you're seeing those chakra centers, and know that when you do visualize and what you think of as your imagination is exactly that, you're imaging in what is actually real, that your mind, your programmed mind tends to believe it not being real, but know that it is. It is your creation. It is you that you are visualizing, that you are seeing. So as you are looking now at your chakra centers and the alignment and the colors of the chakras, and notice how the colors of each of the chakras are intense, brilliant colors. For all these times that you've been doing this exercise, been doing this experience, you have been working on those chakra centers. And it becomes easier and easier each time that you do this to have those chakra centers be the brilliant colors that they can be. But it isn't so much the brilliance of the colors, it's the vibration that you are creating or raising the vibration within those chakra centers by raising the intensity of the colors in each. But again, notice how much easier it is now to visualize this, to see these chakra centers, because you have been exercising this and working with your third eye for some time now. So as you are looking at these chakra centers now, do more than just look at them, do more than just see and visualize them. Now feel them. Feel the vibration within you. Feel the vibration of each of those chakra centers and the vibration within your central nervous system, along your spinal cord. You may feel it as tingling in different parts of your body. You may feel it as a numbness in a different part of your body. You may feel it as electricity moving up your body. Whatever it is, just let it be what it is. And now, bring all of those chakra centers together as one into your soul star chakra. And we do not need to go through each of the chakra centers as we usually do. Just know that they are all merging back together now into the soul star chakra. All the way from the chakra below your feet, the earth star chakra, all the way up now, past your third eye and to your crown chakra and into your soul star chakra, and all of them merging together as one in brilliant white light in that soul star chakra now. A brilliant white light with all of those chakra centers merged in as one now. Again, now feel the vibration there within the top of your head. Feel it there at the top of your head, and perhaps your third eye may also be vibrating more than what it would normally be. And notice when, and know that when you do these exercises, you are also clearing out your third eye center of whatever calcification might be there. So know that as well. All of these exercises, all of these experiences have been purposeful over a period of time, bringing you along to a new level after level after a level. And here you are now, as you find yourself, your conscious knowing self, moving into your soul star chakra. Moving into it as you would move into a small ship, small scout ship, if you will, and begin to rise up, leaving your physical body behind, rising up into the sky through whatever clouds might be there, all the way up to past the Earth's atmosphere. And as always, turn around and look down and see the Earth, see Gaia in her third dimensional expression, as well as you are able now with your third eye more and more open, you can also now see Gaia in her fifth dimensional and beyond expression as well. And when you do that, you feel the consciousness all around you, from all of the ships that are out here, the planet, all of the heavenly bodies, consciousness everywhere, consciousness, and you feeling that consciousness and that higher vibrational frequency everywhere. And as you look back down on the earth and you see the transformation from the third dimension to the fourth and fifth dimension, and you can literally see that happening, and if not create it happening, create it with your mind, with your third eye vision. Create the expression of multidimensionality as you move from the third dimension and the program, and as some have called it, a hologram or an illusionary expression, and up into the fourth and fifth dimension. And the difference, feel the difference in vibration. They even feel a sense of bliss for a few moments. Let the feelings wash over you of the higher dimensional frequency. Let it wash over you, and whatever you might have been feeling previous to this, whether emotionally or physically, whatever might have been ailing you in any way, just feel that washing away now. The vibrational frequency, the higher vibrational frequency, just washing through your astral and etheric body. Now for a moment, become aware of this higher vibrational frequency across the entire planet, into every nook and cranny of the planet, wherever there would be a seeping of darkness or a shadow that has not yet become illuminated. See that becoming illuminated. See light filtering in everywhere into all dark spaces. Then once that has happened, see the earth, see Gaia just lit up with light, sending light in all directions, out into space, out into the solar system. Earth and Gaia both receiving light and sending out light. Sending out higher consciousness. Now, if you would, let yourselves begin to drift back towards your physical body. And as you merge back in with your physical form, feel that higher vibrational frequency. Feel the light within you. Feel the higher consciousness within you. Or perhaps that blissful feeling that you might have felt. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. I come to be with you at this time, in this time of a great awakening. All of you are aware of this now, more and more of the awakening that is happening. And as your discussion was about awakening and what it means to be awakened, are you awakened? Are you fully awakened? Are you only partially awakened? When does the awakening actually start in those? It starts, my friends, with the question. With the question that begins to want answers that have not been given before. Answers that are deep down within each and every one of you, the deep knowing that you each have. You already have the answers, but when you ask the question, then you begin to move away from the matrix or out of the matrix, out of the third dimensional illusion. That is when the awakening process begins, just as it began for each of you when you began to ask the question, what is real and what is not real? What am I doing here? Why am I here? What is this all about? What is my purpose? When you began to ask those questions, and you know you all did, that is when you began to receive the answers. And however it came to you, whether it was a voice within your head, whether it was someone that you were led to, that began to give you an understanding that you didn't already have. All of these times are when people begin to awaken, and there are many, many across the surface of this planet that are in that awakening process right now. This is the grand awakening. You are all a part of it. Each and every one of you have a part to play, some bigger parts or seemingly bigger parts, and some not so large a part. But all of you have a part to play in this. So know that as you continue to move through this awakening process, through this ascension process, that at some point you will come to a understanding and a knowing of what it really means to be fully awakened. And when you have that knowing within you that you are fully awakened, that is when you will be at your full ascension as well. Because then you will know that you are the God source within you. Then you will know that you and the God source are one. That is the full awakening. That is the full ascension. When you are completely connected to your higher God self. When you and your Father are one. That is when you will know. That is when the full awakening process will have been completed. But I must add this now. It will be completed only to the level that it needs to be completed at this stage of your journey. For the awakening process never ends. There will always be more. There will always be more questions. There will always be more wondering, what is this all about beyond this level of evolution? When you are on another planet somewhere, another system, where when you are up on the ships, there will be continued awakening. When you have merged back fully with the God consciousness, even then the awakening continues, because it continues within all of the creations that you have at that point. Because you are the creator. Yes, indeed. When you have fully awakened, when disclosure has fully happened, it will be mind-blowing to all of you. Even those of you that feel that you are awakened are not fully awakened. There is so much more yet to come. Even I, as Sananda, am not fully awakened to what is out there, what is possible yet. There is so much more yet. For you see, my friends, there is never an end. There is only a beginning, but never an end. And I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you will always know that you are on the journey, and every step that you take in this life and in many lives to come after this is just another step upon that journey. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to One Who Serves here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready for your questions. We do not have message, so we will go directly to your questions if you have them.
Yes, I've got a question.
Yes.
Some months ago, I heard a knock-knock at my trailer door about 3 a.m. in the morning. And, of course, there was no one there as the knocking was inside my head. Then a few weeks ago, I had a lucid dream that I had mentioned before to you about a small mother-type ship that I saw hovering above a tree right in front of me. And I believe my spiritual family is beginning to contact me. So then yesterday, I put out a video to everybody in the group about this man from England who found, who videotaped these fairy pixie folk who are about 10 inches high in the forest, and it was really incredible. And that to me means I don't think it's an elaborate hoax, but I understand that back in the olden days the elemental kingdom was a lot closer to us then, and apparently because of these videos, we are now, as a race, starting to re-commune with and raise our vibration back to that slightly higher dimension again. And then after putting out that video yesterday, last night, about 3 a.m. in the morning, I heard another knock-knock at my door. And my question are those videos by Aaron Sanders real of the pixie people? And Is that an indication of our rising in vibration? And secondly, my family is intending to commune with me through a lucid dream and now two knock knocks. What is the next step up in the journey to meeting them face to face?
We will tell you that those experiences that you are having are, yes, indeed, a part of the awakening process, a part of the glimpses that we have been speaking of. So those of the fairy world, as you are describing here, are indeed real. And the ones that are being able to see them, and more and more and more will begin to be able to do this as the dimensions begin to come together more, where you can be able to multidimensionally see. And those, again, are the glimpses. And those, and again, more and more people will begin to be able to see these small folk and all of the elemental kingdom as the dimensions come together more and more. For you see, those of the elemental kingdom, the Vedic evolution, if you will, they were indeed a part of the human expression at one time. They were there, right there, with those who could see them at that time and experience with them. And over a period of time, they left. They left to rise into a higher dimensional frequency. They could not be a part of the lower frequencies anymore, just as the dark forces can no longer be a part of the higher vibration as the vibrations continue to increase. So, indeed, those of your spiritual family are attempting to reach you more and more here, and will do so in your dream state and coming soon in your awakening state as well. But we cannot say any more on that at this point. We hope this was sufficient for you. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We do not.
Very good, then. Was this sufficient for you?
Absolutely. That was great. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
It's about compression breakthrough.
Yes.
Does this occur upon a planet when consciousness reaches a certain level? And when it does occur, how will it feel to us?
First of all, the answer to your first part of that question is yes, indeed. It has happened many, many times in many different systems and planets and all of this. But it has never happened as it is in the process of happening here on the Earth, where both the Earth herself or the being that is the Earth, or Gaia, is in the process of ascending, or has already ascended, actually, and the people on the planet are also in the ascension process. So both are ascending at the same time, you see. And what was the second part of your question?
How will it feel to us? I'm curious as to what I may experience, or we may experience.
As we have attempted to do many times here, to give you a feeling through your meditations, what it might be like, but that is no comparison to what it will actually be like when you have moved fully through the ascension process and feel that sense of bliss. Think back to any time in your life where you have felt that bliss for even just a moment, a few seconds, and then multiply that 100 times over. And you begin to, you just begin to understand the full feeling that will come with this. We cannot describe it in any respect because it will be individual for each and every one of you as to how you feel it, what you feel, how long it lasts, all of this. You see? Shoshana, you have
anything? Oh, we will share here.
Very good.
We will share, if we may share here, dear sister.
Yes, please.
We will share about what it would be like for you. And it indeed is an individualized expression in each of you, but there are generalities that we will share with you. For example, the experience will be as if you have never had vision before, that you have always been blind, that what you have seen so far is so narrow dimensionally that it is as if you've opened your eyes for the first time and you can see clearly. It is as if the fog lifts, the haze is gone, the clarity is sharp, so sharp that it takes your breath away. That is what you will begin to sense. And when you look at a color, the color is alive with consciousness. It is not just a color. It is a being of color. It surrounds you. It wraps around you. You can sense the color as part of you, as being one with you. So when you see, for example, a rose, you become the rose. You are one with it. The actual experience is the experience of complete and total oneness with all things. If you see a little dog, you can feel what it is like to be the dog. You can feel what it is like to walk on all fours. Your sensations are of everything, not just your own body. It is mind-blowing, you see. But it is an experience beyond what we could possibly explain. However, we can only explain it as one with all things. Namaste.
Wonderful explanation.
Thank you. Wow. I appreciate that. I feel it's close, so I was just getting more and more curious. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions?
Yes, please. And this is regarding to the family of Faye, which I seem to be very connected to. For example, I went walking yesterday, and I was tuning in, and my hearing was just really expanded. It was really lovely. But I have found located a little place near on a brook right here on this property, and it feels like that'd be a good place for me to connect with my family at the Faye. And so this is something that I might get very excited, and I wonder if that would scare them away. So that's my question.
We will say that joy, the feeling of joy, will never scare them away. Only fear within you would be able to do that, you see? And that is why they withdrew so long ago from the human race, because of the fear, the rampant fear that the human race expounded. Is that the right word here? Expelled, we will say here. And so your joy, your feelings of intense joy will certainly not repel them, rather it will attract them. Shoshana?
We do not have anything to add to this.
Very good. Are there any further questions? We need to release channel here. Nothing further? Then we do release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything you impart here? Close.
Yes. We will share that it is important now to be in your life as if all things that you experience are your own creation, that you begin to understand that your life is a creation of you, and that you can choose, that the holodeck, as you have referenced, in your conversation is a real thing. It is your holodeck. So play with life. Be in life so joyfully as a master would be joyfully at play with its creation, you see. You are the master of the creation and the creator of the creation. Namaste.
Wonderful. And we would just say in your vernacular, hang in there, for good times are yet ahead. Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.
Cheers.